Rabbi Haskell Lichtstein, in his introduction to the Kinos Mesaras HaRav, the collection of the Kinos, with commentary by Rav Soloveitchik, he describes going to Israel in August of 1967, landing just in time for Tisha B'Av. And the atmosphere at that time, just 2 months after the reunification of Yerushalayim, was quite jubilant. He said it didn't quite feel like Tisha B'Av. And he was bothered by the lack of this mentality. Yes, we just achieved something marvelous, he thought. But does that mean that Tisha B'Av is over? Does that mean that everything is done? And the truth is, for year in, year out, for decades, especially in the last 50-something years, 70-something years, we have struggled with framing Tisha B'Av. I have to imagine that our ancestors in Europe didn't have such a hard time connecting to what this day is about. But Rabbi Lichtstein says in the name of Rav Soloveitchik that there are three reasons that we should still observe Tisha B'Av today. I'm going to mention two of them. Number one, when it comes to Pesach, the Chol Dor V'Dor Chayav Adam Liros is Atzmo Ki'ilu Yatzam Mitzrayim, that we try during the Seder night to imagine ourselves as if we ourselves left Egypt. And we do something similar in Shavuos when we re-experience Kabbalah Satara, when we read the Aseres HaDibros. Here we are, Tisha B'Av, that we're not merely commemorating something that just happened 2,000 years ago, but we're commemorating something as if it happened today. Ki'ilu, the Beis HaMikdash, was destroyed tonight. Kol Dor Shelo Nivne Beis HaMikdash B'Yamav, Ki'ilu Nechra B'Yamav. Chazal say that a generation in which the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt is like it was destroyed in its generation. And hence we are here, Tisha B'Av 5781. The second idea that Rabbi Lichtstein gave in the name of the Rav is that they, in fact, observe Tisha B'Av in the period of the second Beis HaMikdash. The question is, how is that possible? So Rav Soloveitchik says that they were davening that it shouldn't happen again. And Rabbi Lichtstein says that Rav Soloveitchik didn't need to expand on what that meant, but certainly the relevance is still there today, that we have, thank God, a strong state of Israel. We have some degree of sovereignty over Yerushalayim, but we need to continue to seek the welfare of the state of Israel, the unity of Yerushalayim, and we cannot take it for granted. We have to continue to daven that despite the haters and detractors, that this Chas V'Shalom won't happen again. But I think this is all still related to the core question, what are we missing? What are we mourning? So this was a question, there was a video published by, produced by a group called The Meaningful Minute. And there was an individual who went around Yerushalayim just a few months ago asking people, what are we missing without a Beis HaMikdash? And I think the truth is, this really isn't rocket science. Go through the Minyan HaMitzvos, go through the Sefer HaChinuch, go through the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos. And how many mitzvos are irrelevant today? Sacrifices, Tuma V'Tahara, maybe we don't relate to them, maybe we don't find them appealing. But do we sense that Judaism is impoverished when it's not the entire Torah, when it's not the entire package? That there's some parts that remain, quote, irrelevant today. We might reenact certain things. We put a shank boat on our plate on Pesach night as a reminder of the Korban Pesach. Was that really what we're striving for? Is that enough? Do we realize what we're missing without an Aliyah L'Regel and a Simchas Beis Shoeva? What kind of a Yontif experience that would be? The whole Jewish people in Yerushalayim. It's supposed to be one of the most enthralling experiences. And none of us have ever merited to experience that. Yom Kippur being lifnei Hashem, being right in front of Hashem, and the Azara, and we have not been able to experience that ever? Are we satisfied with just the idea that maybe we can learn Zvachem and Menachos for lucky with Daf Yomi? And maybe that sort of gives us a little bit of sense what it's like. And maybe when we say Karbanos, maybe it's like we gave the Karbanos themselves. But are we willing to be satisfied with that? The truth is we don't know what we're missing. But this isn't theoretical. There are real things that are missing from Jewish life. We have Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, thank God. But do people who think that Tisha B'Av is not relevant today realize that the most important part of Yerushalayim is barely under our control? There's a different state, a different religion that entirely controls Har HaBayit. And it's not just that the Beis HaMikdash is missing from there, but if a Jew goes up there to daven, they're, you know, they'd be arrested, certainly strictly prohibited. Is that the Yerushalayim that we're satisfied with? So maybe we relate to these things. Maybe we don't. There's certainly a galus that we still experience today. We're still exiled in a certain sense. We're still very far away from the Torah, many of the Jewish people. We're still not far off from many of the tragedies of Jewish history. Tomorrow morning in Mirtz Hashem, when I explain Kinos, we'll talk about some of even the most recent things that continue to plague the Jewish people. Al-Eila, Ani Bochia. Continue with Kriyas Eicha.